Could Denver Broncos wide receiver Courtland Sutton be primed for his best season yet with Russell Wilson in this offense? We take a look at the evolution of Courtland Sutton and project his fit here in 2022. Plus, Sarah Bettinger and myself, we talk about why Courtland Sutton is being underrated in Broncos country. You get that and much more on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode, Locked On Broncos. Happy Tuesday, wherever you are at in Broncos country. Locked On Broncos is your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network, your team every day. From the South Stands to the end zone, I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Broncos beat reporter for Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger. He covers the Denver Broncos for Predominantly Orange and here on Locked On Broncos. Once again, Broncos country, thank you so much for making Locked On Broncos your first listener of the day every single day, whether it's free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format, or if you're watching us here on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe or that follow button so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage all year long. Sarah, as we get ready to approach Broncos OTAs minicamp, mandatory minicamp coming up next month, there's a lot of talk about this Broncos offense, but there's not enough talk, I think, about Courtland Sutton and maybe how he'll project the fit in this Broncos offense in 2022 with Russell Wilson at quarterback, because he is, realistically speaking, the best quarterback that he'll probably play with in his career, and he happens to be in Denver.
And it's perfect timing for Courtland Sutton, isn't it, Cody? I mean, he's still a young player, just got a second contract, and really, we talked about this last year during the season when he signed that contract, like, man, you got to think that George Payton went to those guys when they were negotiating the deal and is like, I'm going to get you guys a quarterback. Don't worry about it. And then obviously both Courtland Sutton and Tim Patrick re-signed on those deals that seem very team friendly. So now you've got Courtland Sutton and Tim Patrick both locked in the long term. But Courtland Sutton is a guy that I think, like, and we'll talk about this later on the show too, but I feel like 2019 for a lot of people kind of feels like maybe it's just like a lifetime ago, you know, like 2019 when Brandon Allen and Joe Flacco were throwing passes for the Denver Broncos and Courtland Sutton was proving himself to be quarterback proof. It feels like a long time ago, but man, now Courtland Sutton has an opportunity to really begin to etch his name into Broncos history. And he's obviously learned from some of the greats in team history.
Well, let's talk about the evolution here of Courtland Sutton. Starting off in his rookie season in 2018, it was really fun going to training camp and watching him in person. This is the offseason, the training camp, where Case Keenum was dicing up the Broncos defense and wasn't even throwing an interception. That became the whole talk about, oh my gosh, this guy is the next deal here for the Broncos. Only lasted a year in Denver. Weird how that kind of plays out there. But for Courtland Sutton, bursting on the scene as a rookie out of SMU, I mean, behind a multitude of guys like Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas, he learned in that role there. And I think that some people forget about his rookie season. I mean, he wasn't the premier wide receiver for the Broncos. However, he was an impact player for them, especially downfield. He had 42 catches, Sarah, for 704 yards and four touchdowns. He averaged 16.8 yards per catch. And everyone's like, okay, hey, he's this deep ball threat that the Broncos do have. And certainly enough, that is relevant to his game, but he's evolved so much more. One thing that stands out, he also started 9 games as a rookie for the Broncos with Case Keenum as his quarterback. So coming in from a rookie, going into 2019, as you mentioned, Sarah, was really the year we saw Courtland Sutton really break out and become a name. Like, hey, keep your eyes on this guy. This guy could be very special in the future.
Yeah, he was really making plays all over the field. It was reminiscent for those who have been following the Broncos for a long time. It was really reminiscent to me of Brandon Lloyd from back in the Kyle Orton days. I think it was 2010 when Brandon Lloyd just had this unbelievable season out of nowhere with terrible play around him at the quarterback position or at the other skill positions. He just had an incredible season. And that's exactly what Courtland Sutton was able to do in 2019 with the complete revolving door at the quarterback position. Obviously I mentioned Joe Flacco, then you had Brandon Allen coming in, then you had Drew Lock coming in, and that end of that 2019 season is really what gave a lot of people a lot of hope for the future of the Denver Broncos organization because of just how well Drew Lock was able to play kind of coming in ice cold, you know, with Courtland Sutton really making a lot of those plays. And he did that all throughout the season. It didn't matter who was throwing the ball. You remember back to that season, remember the catch and run against the Los Angeles Chargers where Joe Flacco threw him the pass and Courtland Sutton went like 75 yards for a score. Or he did the same thing against Indianapolis Colts when he stiff armed the defender who I mean, we're not even going to talk Rocky about him. We're not. Oh man, you dropped his name. What? Well, he's a Raider now. You know, so that's
why I brought it up.
Yeah, I know. He had to be posterized and he had to be called out. I knew you'd be good for that. But I mean, it was all season long. He was doing those kind of things, making play after play after play. But then 2020 came, Cody, and injury happened. And it was the most, I think to me, it was the most disappointing thing to happen on the field during the 2020 season.
It's very interesting how far people forget what a player has done for you when they get injured, right? And I think like from what we saw from him in 2018 and 2019, like the injury started before week one, like week one of practice in preparation for the Tennessee Titans. That was a dark time for this Broncos team because they lose Von Miller for the season in practice. Courtland Sutton has some sort of weird shoulder injury when he was just going up for a catch, just in like a little bit of a throw around session there, and had that AC injury, didn't play week one, came back week two. And what did we see from him? He got off to a hot start downfield. I mean, just the guy that's catching these downfield passes, and then he tears his ACL off, you know, after he tips a pass and gets intercepted. He tries to make the effort to go tackle the guy, tears his ACL. That was really a brutal time. But Courtland had, you know, one of the goals he had coming into that season, I remember in training camp talking with him, he wanted to evolve a lot more as a route runner, not just be known as this deep ball guy, the 50-50 guy. He wants to evolve as a route runner. And we've seen that in his career. So now it takes us here to 2021. Got off, I mean, it's that Jacksonville Jaguars game in week two where we really saw like, okay, hey, you know what? Courtland Sutton, he may actually be one of the top receivers in the league with a breakout game, over 10 catches, over 100-plus yards against the Jaguars. I mean, there was a time that he got called, I believe, for offense pass interference, or there wasn't pass interference called, and there should have been. He absolutely destroyed the Jacksonville Jaguars in their secondary. Granted, it was the Jaguars, but then from that point on, Sarah, the utilization of Courtland Sutton, the utilization of the deep passing game here by Teddy Bridgewater went away. So the decline in production we saw from Courtland in 2021 wasn't because of Courtland. It was because of the issues at quarterback. And it was because Teddy Bridgewater simply wasn't that guy after that week two, week three lineup. He was not the guy that was going to go downfield consistently enough for this offense to benefit Courtland as a skill player.
He wasn't. And frankly, I mean, the receivers in general, I mean, it was hard to find positives on a week to week. Obviously, we talked a lot about the fact that Jerry Jeudy was basically just running sprints back and forth all season long, and they never hardly got him the ball. And you'd go week to week with wondering, like, why is Courtland Sutton only getting three targets? So why is Jerry Jeudy only getting one or two targets? You know, I mean, it was just, it was a sad thing to watch unfold over the course of the season, not just for fantasy football people like me, but I mean, like, for everybody that loves the Denver Broncos, and you want to see, especially in a season where, I mean, hey, if you're competing for the playoffs and guys aren't getting statistical production, that's one thing. But then when you start to dwindle away from the playoff competition and your guys aren't getting targets, it's like, okay, we want to see some of the stuff that's going to give us hope for the future. Like, we want to see more big plays from Courtland Sutton, just to be reminded that that 2019 version of him is still in there. So to me, Cody, that's the most disappointing thing about this last season, is the fact that we didn't get to see even hardly many glimpses. I mean, you point out the Jacksonville game. That's really the one game that I can even remember Courtland Sutton making a substantial impact. And I know he did more than that. I know he had some games outside of that, but that's really the one game where you can look back on and think, oh yeah, I remember he dominated that Jacksonville secondary. It's unfortunate because he's a true alpha type wide receiver one in the NFL to me. And I feel like we missed out on that last year because, like you said, the quarterback was not willing to dial up the downfield ball.
Will that be back for the Broncos here in 2022 with the addition of Russell Wilson? Sarah and I tell you why that will be the case here for the Broncos and for Courtland Sutton, prime for his best season yet. We talk about that and why coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about BetOnline.net, the sponsor of today's episode of the show. And our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NLF futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. As we jump into the second half action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, real quick, massive shout out to everybody here in Broncos country. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to us or to watch us here at Lockdown Broncos, making us your first listen of the day. Every single day, we appreciate you so much. Broncos country, make sure you're subscribed so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos content and coverage here, courtesy Lockdown Broncos. Sarah, let's project Cortland's 2022 season here. Now, obviously for him, the expectations are very high. For him, he's a year removed off of the ACL, which probably gives him a little bit more comfortability. Having played a full season, making it through a full season after an ACL, and then now coming in a full year removed, I think he'll be more suited for it. And he's kind of removed that knee brace in some of the videos he's posted of running routes there with Russell Wilson. But let's talk about why we believe he'll have the best season of his career in 2022. I think it's all plain and simple. It starts here with Russell Wilson. The introduction of him into this offense there, I think, is so critical for Cortland and for the Broncos' offensive success. While there's a multitude of guys that are being discussed on the Broncos' offense, I think the person who benefits the most from Russell Wilson, I think, will be Cortland Sutton. I think those other guys will benefit. Don't get me wrong there. I think, but this is where we see Cortland Sutton return to form and become the receiver that we always knew he could be. And Zach Azani, his wide receiver coach, is back here yet again. But let's talk about the deep passing game. That's going to return here for Cortland. That was not much of a factor for Denver because Teddy Bridgewater simply was too inconsistent with the deep ball and his ball placement, sometimes underthrown, overthrown, didn't even look sometimes when Cortland Sutton had guys wide open and other guys were wide open. This returns. And one interesting note, he had the same amount of intended air yards in 2021 as DK Metcalf, but lower production. I wonder why. You know why? Quarterback.
Quarterback makes all the difference, doesn't it, Cody? And that's a great, great point because, look, Cortland Sutton is the type of guy that can make plays after the catch, but he is such a such a good vertical threat. That 50-50, you know, there was the nickname given to him early on. Remember, they call him 60-40 because he's always got a better chance of winning the 50-50 ball than the defensive back. And I think that we're going to see that prove true again because so much of winning 50-50 balls, it's not about the fact that the wide receiver is so dominant at the catch point. It's about the fact that your quarterback can actually put it in a spot where the receiver can get it. And we just didn't see that from Teddy Bridgewater last season with Cortland Sutton. There was, I mean, some of his biggest plays were probably pass interference, like we mentioned in the first segment, offensive or defensive pass interference being called against Sutton, who was getting open, but just not getting the ball. And I think another area for me, Cody, where we're really going to see just a huge uptick in terms of production or efficiency. We know the Broncos really struggled last season in red zone offense, and that was largely due to the fact, and we talked about this on many Lockdown Broncos episode, that they just didn't understand how to get their playmakers involved in the red zone. Case in point, Cortland Sutton was targeted, you're not even going to believe this number, Cody, 10 times. He was targeted 10 times in the red zone all of 2021. That's unacceptable from a coordinator standpoint. That's unacceptable from a quarterback standpoint. There's games that might go by that you might want to see a guy like him targeted 10 times in the red zone, much less over the course of a 17-game season. So that's an absolutely pathetic number. And 10 targets doesn't mean he had 10 catches either. That just means that's the amount of times they threw him the ball. So I just think that's a sad statistic, and I think there's obviously nowhere to go but up. You know, you want to know who else had 10 red zone targets last year? Nick Westbrook-Ikhine from the Tennessee Titans. Oh, I don't even know if I'm saying his name right, but they had the same number of red zone targets as Cortland Sutton last year. It's time for the Denver Broncos to make that number go way up.
I'm with you there, too. And, you know, here's something I do see happening with Cortland this season. Everyone's always talking about who's going to be the slot. Here's the deal. The Broncos, I don't necessarily believe, like, okay, outside guy, slot guy, other outside guy. I think that they want guys that could do a little bit of everything. Like, there's been times we've seen KJ Hamler line up on the outside, not just the slot. Tim Patrick line up inside the slot and on the outside. This is going to be a year where I think we see a lot of Cortland Sutton, both on the outside and sometimes in certain personnel situations, inside the slot. And good offensive coordinators can maximize that, take advantage. When I look at DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson, I mean, there were times where they placed him in a bunch formation and he was the number two guy and he was on the line of scrimmage. He would go vertical and get across the field. That sounds like something the Broncos might do on the offensive side of the ball here. But, you know, sir, I also wanted to touch on another thing. For Cortland, I don't believe that right now coming into 2022, I think that with the addition of Russell Wilson and everybody else that's around on this Broncos offense, I truly believe Cortland no longer has the pressure on him to be the primary playmaker, to have to do everything as we somehow saw back in 2019. That's a firm belief that I have right now. Do you feel indifferent on it or do you feel similar?
I think that's a huge deal, honestly, just because you have to be able to get some one-on-one matchups for him. And I think the Broncos obviously have the weapons besides Courtland Sutton to be able to get him those one-on-one matchups, right? You want him to be able to feast on different types of coverage, whether it's putting him in the slot and creating headaches for the opposing defense. I think that's the cool thing about this offense in general that we're going to see unfold more and more as the offseason progresses, is just the fact of what you just mentioned. How many different positions can you put these receivers in to have success? And I'm not talking about what Pat Shurmur did of putting Courtland Sutton down at the, as an inline tight end, but I think that you slide him into the slot every once in a while, because yeah, a slot receiver doesn't have to look like guys like, you know, I mean, Emmanuel Sanders played the slot exceptionally well. He's a smaller, faster guy. Cole Beasley, Hunter Renfrow, all these different guys get pegged as slot receivers just because maybe they're quicker than fast, or maybe they're shorter guys with shorter arms, and they don't necessarily have to beat the longer corners that play on the outside with press coverage. But I think Courtland Sutton playing in the slot, he can be a mismatch for you, because a lot of times your slot corner is your smallest corner as well. So you put one of your biggest receivers up against a smaller defensive back and see if he can win with pure size, or maybe he wins and he gets, you know, inside and he makes a move to the inside, like you mentioned, those deep crossers, and he just beats his guy. I think there's plenty of opportunities for the Broncos to involve Courtland Sutton this season, more than we've seen in the past, and more than just an outside X receiver, right? That's the key. He's not limited to that box. He can do a lot of different things for you and do damage in a lot of different spots.
Well, Broncos country, how do you envision Courtland Sutton's projection being in the 2022 NFL season alongside Russell Wilson and this Nathaniel Hackett-led offense? Make sure you drop your thoughts in the comment section down below on YouTube, or you can tweet us on Twitter at CodyRourkeNFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Lockdown Broncos. But coming up here in just a moment, Sarah and I are going to get into the conversation as to why Courtland Sutton is underrated and continues to be underrated by so many people in Broncos country. You get that and much more coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about RockAuto.com. The primary go-to here for the Lockdown Broncos podcast. If you need anything for your vehicle, rockauto.com has everything that you could be looking for your vehicle. Whether you're working on something in your garage like a project, or for your day-to-day driver, rockauto.com has everything from engine parts, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even brand new carpet and air fresheners, by the way. I love the air fresheners, especially the new car smell or the black ice. Bang, that's the best bang for your buck there. RockAuto.com, that's my go-to. But the reason I use RockAuto.com, Sarah, is because the prices are always reliably low. And I'm not a professional. I'm just a do-it-yourselfer. So the prices are reliably low, which gives me the best benefit to get the best product delivered directly to my doorstep. I no longer have to pay 30%, 50%, or even 100% more for the same parts at a car dealership or a local chain auto parts store when I have rockauto.com at home and in my pocket today. Rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, and write Lockdown Broncos in there. How did you hear about his box? So that they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rockauto.com. And as we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, just a reminder real quick, Nikola Jokic has won the MVP award for the Denver Nuggets. Make sure you check out the Locked On Nuggets podcast as well for the no coast bias of all things Denver Nuggets talk there. Adam Mata, Matt Moore do a great job of the pick and roll action. And once again, thank you for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Sarah, loving this conversation we're having here on Courtland Sutton here today. But let's talk about a deeper topic right now. I see a lot of conversation about Tim Patrick, KJ Handler, and Jerry Jeudy, primarily a lot of Jerry Jeudy. But I feel like a lot of people are sleeping on Courtland Sutton still. Why is Courtland underrated heading into this season?
I think the number one reason that Courtland Sutton is underrated right now, Cody, and I think you would agree with me on this, is what we talked about back in segment one, that 2020 injury. I think, a lot of people say like absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? But it seems like in Broncos country, when a guy gets injured, his absence makes the heart grow colder towards the player. I mean, I think we'll do another episode strictly for Bradley Chubb at some point, who might be the most underrated player on the Denver Broncos roster right now, because people are bagging on the guy. People are dogging on the guy for being hurt, which I understand. You want to see your guys out on the field. But with Courtland Sutton, last season, obviously, the quarterback play affected his productivity. Obviously, the play calling affected his productivity. And a lot of fans will just look at stats and be like, you know what? Courtland Sutton's not as good as we thought. And that's just not the case. I think he is as good as we thought and better. We saw that first scene where George Payton got to Denver, Cody, and he basically convinced his son on the phone to buy a Cortland Sutton jersey as his first Broncos jersey. I think that speaks volumes to just how underrated Sutton is. When you have somebody that's coming in from a new team, and he's, you know, barely been able to evaluate the roster, and he's like, hey, whose jersey do you want me to get you? And he convinces his son to pick Cortland Sutton. I think to me that means a lot. It speaks volumes to the player that Cortland Sutton was in 2019, because remember, he dominated a little bit the Vikings back in that season. So yep. I think that was obviously a great first impression for George Payton, and it means a lot to these guys to see, you know, hey, how do you do against the team that I assemble, right? When George Payton was with the Vikings, well, Cortland Sutton tore it up, and that made an impression even after an injury in 2020. So I think that there's definitely a lot of people in Broncos country underrating number 14 at this point in time.
What we talked about too, a lot of people view Cortland just as that deep ball, jump ball guy. But I think if you go back and you watch the tape, like, Cortland has evolved a little bit too in his route running, especially on dagger routes. I mean, digs, curls, he's becoming a reliable presence. And a lot of that too, especially coming after the ACL injury. So that's been a surprising thing I've been able to see from him. But I think what doesn't get talked about enough with Cortland, and why I feel like he's very underrated, he's a physical blocker, and he's a physical guy against contact too while he's running routes. I mean, there's times he's got guys trying to fight his hips, and we see him hand fighting and clubbing hands down. Like, he is very strong, and he's also very damn good as a blocker. He's always trying to find a way to take angles, and I felt like he was on the receiving end of some BS offensive PI calls last season and some bad offensive holding calls that shouldn't have been called on him. But then again, it is the NFL officiating. It is widely inconsistent league-round, not just for the Denver Broncos, league-wide. But I feel like these are aspects of his game that continue to go underrated that don't get enough praise, and I just want to open the eyes up to that. I think with Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton, this is a team that has really big-time, strong, blocking wide receivers that do like getting physical and are also physical play-style receivers. But there's also another round, too, that I think is not being touched about enough. Like I mentioned earlier, a lot of people are talking about Jerry Jeudy, Sarah, and this Broncos offense in 2022. Why shouldn't they just focus on Jerry Jeudy? Why should they also focus on Cortland Sutton here this season?
I think we're going to see a huge leap from him with better quarterback play. I mean, it's fun to talk about guys being quarterback proof when you don't have a quarterback that's worth talking about, or a quarterback play that's worth talking about. But when you have a guy like Russell Wilson coming into the building, can you feel the 2012 vibes with Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas? Where I've mentioned this before, but man, I mean, I know in my fantasy drafts, I was stealing Demaryius Thomas from people in the later rounds because nobody had any idea even who he was. And at that point, he had just come off the playoff, you know, victory against the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he had that huge play. And like us as Broncos fans, we could see the potential if a quarterback would come in and give them consistent, you know, ball placement, consistent targets, you know, keep their eyes on that kind of player consistently. I feel a lot of those same vibes coming in 2022 with Cortland Sutton, as we saw 10 years ago with Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas. And I think a lot of Broncos fans will agree with that. I mean, Sutton's game is, you know, fairly similar coming out of SMU. What were the number one concerns, or at least one of the number one concerns for Sutton? That route running, like you mentioned, it's evolved. It's gotten better. Just like Demaryius Thomas coming out of Georgia Tech, where everybody's like, wow, they're running the triple option. Like, the guy can run four routes or whatever it is, you know, but his route game evolved over the course of his first few seasons in the NFL. I think having 4 years in the league to really evolve his game, Cortland Sutton is going to be a much different player this season, a much more complete player. And with Russell Wilson getting him the ball, I feel like ball placement is going to be on point. Timing is going to be on point, and it's going to be consistent because you don't have to always reach back for the ball. It's not always going to be way above your head. It's not always going to be down at your knees when you're running a slant. I think there's so many factors, Cody, that lead to this being a huge season for Cortland Sutton, just like 2012 was for Demaryius Thomas and really his big coming out party as a Denver Bronco.
Well, and obviously DT was somebody that Cortland has idolized in his career and wants to continue on and carry on that legacy as a Denver Broncos wide receiver. And we're excited to see how Cortland does that here in 2022. And this is why we believe Cortland is primed for his best season yet in a Denver Broncos uniform. Broncos country, do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know in the comment section down below here on YouTube, or tweet us on Twitter at CodyWorkNFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Locked On Broncos. But that will wrap up today's episode of the show here today. We're going to close things out on tomorrow's episode of the show, of our Get to Know You series, as we talk about the Broncos late round additions and Matt Henningsen and Fion Hicks. You get that and much more in tomorrow's episode of Lockdown Broncos. Once again, Broncos country, thank you so much for making the Lockdown Broncos podcast your first listen of the day.